Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is the best of North State Now.
Ready?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back, Miss Haley.
I was just going to say, anyone know that voice?
Oh,
nope.
Oh, my gosh.
Not anymore.
First of all, happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
Happy, I was like, happy Thanksgiving.
Because we weren't here on November. So it's been about a month.
It has. It's been a minute. It's been a hot minute.
And wow. who's online with us right now?
It is I, Sarah.
Ah, hello, lovely Sarah.
The unicorn.
Hello.
So, are you jealous that you're not here and I'm here? This is Haley.
I mean, I was jealous regardless, but...
I know. I was like, surprise.
Well, welcome, everybody. We are back, Women of Vision show here at KCNR with North State Now. And tell you the truth, guys, this is our four-year anniversary today. The first time we ever recorded our very first podcast was today.
It was.
And I'm just like, aww, so blown away.
It's a trip. I didn't realize, like, how, that's kismet, right? Like, honestly,
yeah,
there's
yeah,
something very special about that. And this is going to be a weird side note. No one else is probably going to even get this
care
from, like, my dad and my sister. Oh. But, like, I had a hawk, you guys, land on my car today.
Oh.
And sit there.
What?
Yes, and they don't do that, right? Okay,
no.
Like, hawks are very special to me,
elusive,
and, like, we
yeah
have this... Anyways, I won't go into detail, but I have this relationship with hawks per my dad and stuff. And so it was really crazy today to see that, because I've never seen that before. And so it's just kind of interesting how everything plays out, and here I am with you guys. And
yeah.
It's been so long.
So long. Well, I mean... You were here from the beginning, mm-hmm, and I think you've only been gone really like a year, like the beginning of this year, wasn't it?
I think August.
I'm not
counting. August of 2020 was the last, I think the last podcast I did.
Yeah. So it's been
because
over
I was
a year
getting close to having the baby,
yeah,
and I had the baby, and I was like, I don't have a life.
Yeah, and, today I was like, Haley, it's our four-year anniversary, but consequently, it's also our last episode.
And you know... You know, this
it's
shit can't
time
go out without being on the last episode.
You too, said so the word. But, okay. Like Licia said,
we're going to talk some smack. We're going to talk some smack.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
It's just, you know.
Buckle up.
It's going to be one of those episodes that it's just.
It's just the holidays, y'all.
Yeah.
We're ready.
That's
ready.
And it's not, life is not perfect, you know? And I think that's one thing I've learned too last 4 years is that we're in like different seasons of life. Everybody, I mean, if you look at our journey from the beginning, like it started with four women and then it went to three to two to four again and to three and then two.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. It's been an interesting ride and, really appreciate all the supporters.
And our guests too. We've had some great guests. We've had some not-so-great guests. Am I not allowed to say that?
You can say whatever you want.
We've had some forget news fest.
Well, yeah.
It's like, I mean,
that's life. But there are some really, really cool people, though, that we have interviewed.
We've had a lot. Let's face it.
Life-changing ones.
Most of the guests that we've had, most all of them have been
amazing. Okay, I got a shout-out to Ashley,
Ashley?
Oh, my God, I'm going to blank out on her last name right now. She was... I'm not sure where this all stands, but she was a part of Relieves Trading, so hopefully I don't ruffle any freaking feathers with that. But I met her while I was pregnant, and she was amazing and actually came and did yoga with me, pregnancy yoga in home while I was pregnant with Hendrix. And she is, Ashley, if you ever happen to listen, I just want to send you so much love, and I appreciate you immensely. And she just, anyways, there have been some really amazing people that we have talked to.
I've learned a lot from a lot of the guests that have come on. A lot. Just really, there are
soulmates to count.
I think there, and some of the things that people have introduced me and us to as a group, I'm like, wow, that is so cool. Just stuff that I would never have even known existed or just, I don't know. So,
and to think they're local, you know what I mean? You're like, where have you been this whole time?
I will tell you, Reading has some really, I think, amazing, talented fantastic humans. You know, like, oh, yeah. When I first moved up here, I was like, oh, my good Lord, where did my husband move me to?
Okay, where did you move from again?
Sonoma County.
Okay.
So there's
Snobby.
I'm a Bay Area.
I caught myself.
So, yeah, I moved up here, and I was like, oh, sweet baby Jesus. But now that I've been a part of the community and have gotten to know more and more people, I'm like, there are some exceptionally rad humans here. I am constantly amazed by how incredible the people are. They're so freaking nice, too. Everyone here, I think, for the most part, really, like,
Do you feel bad that you're not nice all the time?
No. No, I do not. I do not feel bad about not being nice all the time.
I love you. I need to be more like you. It's going to be like 2020.
Okay, but you know what, though? I had someone who would tell me, who would slide into my DMs all the time and be like, oh, my God, I love all the things that you say on your carrots. I wish I could say it, but because of the job that I'm in, like, I just can't say all the things. I just admire all the stuff. And then as soon as I said something that they misinterpreted as me, I guess, whatever, it was like, oh,
they cut you
off. How dare you?
Remember we talked about this?
Stop it.
Girl, you know who you are.
What is that? The what culture? What culture?
Cancel culture.
Were you listening to a podcast?
No, actually I wasn't. But it's funny. Okay, so I'm going to reference something else though, and I watched. Anywho, I'm not going to lower myself and tell you what show I was watching when I heard about that.
Okay.
Because it's garbage and it's okay, but it's mindless and I'm a mom.
We all have our guilty pleasures.
Watch Winter House.
Nothing.
Stupid.
Winter House.
I'm totally writing it down.
Oh my God, I think I know who's in that. Like the people from like Southern Charm.
They're no one. Yeah. They're reality Bravo TV fans.
Totally.
Garbage. My husband hates it, but I love it.
I'm a Bravo babe too, so it's fine.
Can't even help myself.
No, it's fine.
They were talking about that though, about cancel culture. And I just think that is a very fluffy way of saying, I don't want to know your opinion because it offends me.
Oh.
And that's baloney.
Barf. Barf, 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 barf. Mm.
Why is this cancel culture? We're all allowed to have an opinion,
We're
all allowed to voice it.
Well, I think it's that social media. It stems from social media.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to agree with me. Yeah.
I think the problem for me, too, is that, first of all, I'm a Gen Xer. I'm 1,000 years old, you guys. I know. I'm moisturized, so I look really good.
Whatever.
But I'm 1,000 years old.
She has less wrinkles
than
me.
She's, like, totally beautiful.
I'm 1,000 years old.
I'm always
but
like,
but I
oh,
wear
my gosh,
really good moisturizers. But the problem is that...
Vampire, yeah. And I love it.
So the crazy problem is that so people like I think you know when you are someone that's like you know in my world you've had to get daughter's
right
call
now.
I'm like oh my God
2 minutes
you know I grew up in a world
so
where like everybody just said what they said and did what they did and right. We all just kind of got
just
over it
life.
Right you just like you got up and you dusted yourself off and you moved on and now everyone is just like oh that I find that offensive oh wait that goes against my why first of all do you think I am so important that anything I have to say is going to influence anybody first of all and secondly why is your opinion the only one that matters. You know what I mean? Like, so this person, so when you were like, I wish I could be more like you, it makes me laugh when I hear people say that because they want to be as open as I am. But then the second that I say something that lands weird, instead of having a conversation with me, they're like, and trust me, it's happened more than one time in my life. And
I'm not shocked to hear that.
I know.
I'm not.
I don't know why you would be. I don't know why you find that shocking.
Yeah, that's never happened to me either.
No. Why would you find that shocking? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've been blocked. I'm pretty sure I'm blocked.
Oh, and that's that's such a BS thing.
And the people that box you tells other people to block you. Now, I don't get that part.
Yeah.
Especially that they don't know you.
It's such a little girl thing to do.
It is. But
I told, listen, if you were listening to any of our lives before you came on, we warned you thusly that we were going in tonight. So
we're
going
to go down the light and the dark. And honestly, it's been a theme.
Oddly, I will be the sound of reason, which is weird.
And we are
going to
do a commercial break.
Cheers to that.
But yes, you got to embrace both.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Indeed. Women of Vision show.
Buckle in.
The light in the dark.
Sarah, you can chime in the second half. Sorry.
No, Sarah's like, I can't because you guys don't shut up long enough for me to talk.
All right. We'll be back. 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Redding Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members from the Timberline Heating and Air family. Happy Holidays.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. This is the best of North State Now.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay, hi, you guys. Hi, I'm Lacia Prater. Nice to meet you. It is our last night on the Women of Vision North State Now. I had a little brain situation there. So thank you so much, you guys, for, first of all, thank you for those of you, the three of you who have listened to us throughout the year.
And so the complained.
The two that complained. thank you, first of all. Thank you for listening to us in all seriousness. You guys, we've had so much fun talking about the various topics that we've covered over the course of the year, which has been really such an array of topics. We have covered social media. We've covered social justice, injustice.
Yeah.
We've covered
education.
We've talked about abuse. We have talked about
motherhood,
cultural appropriation versus
human trafficking
versus cultural appreciation. We have really covered some pretty interesting topics. So thank you guys for coming, you know, in all seriousness, you know, really honestly, thank you for going on this ride with us. We really have had a lot of fun on this show, and just, and again, as we talked about earlier, the guests, I was totally kidding, by the way, with the snooze fest thing. All of the guests that we have had, all of the guests that we have had have offered something really unique and interesting to the show, and truly, I have always walked away thinking, like, wow, I felt like I learned something new meeting each of the women that came in to sit down and talk with us. So, you know, in all seriousness, we really do appreciate those of you who have stuck with us, listened to us, have sponsored us, and supported us. That's really, it's awesome. This is a true gift to have this platform, to be able to sit down once a month and talk about these various things that are important to us or just things that we find interesting. And not everybody gets this, you know, gift. Not everybody has this ability to put a mic in front of their mouth and say what they want to say and hope that it lands as well as we intend it to. You know, we've certainly ruffled some feathers. Maybe me in particular. But this has never been, first of all. Okay, fine. I have ruffled some feathers. But just
I haven't been here for a year, y'all, so I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm like the angel.
Fine.
I'm a damn angel.
But just so you guys all know, it's never been my intention. I've never sat down and put this mic in front of my mouth and the banana. I lovingly call it my banana because it's yellow. I've never put the banana in front of me and decided.
The banana.
Terrible. There's a banana in her mouth.
In my mouth. I've never sat down with the intention to offend, but I'm also not going to apologize if I have offended you, because
hey,
that's
look,
on you. That's
anyone
on me.
That knows you or has spent time with you should probably, I mean, and obviously some of these people haven't, but should know Licia is a very kind-hearted, amazing woman.
Thank you.
And she, yeah, you, I mean, well, we're all,
authentic.
She is very authentic.
Yeah.
And I think that that will, look, when you are true to yourself and true to how you feel mm-hmm. and you speak your truth, mm-hmm. It's always going to ruffle feathers.
Yeah.
Because not everyone
is. I am okay with that.
Yes. So, I mean, but at the end of the day, I think that that is actually what most people strive to be. And I think that's also partly why it ruffles feathers, is because people do want to be able to speak their truth.
Mm-hmm.
They're fearful of the repercussions of it.
Yeah.
And so they hold it to their, they keep it to themselves.
Yeah.
Because they are worried. And I think that that is actually a quality that you should be proud of to be able to speak your truth.
I do appreciate that.
And be honest. And, you know, yeah, it's not always going to be popular, but.
No. I'm okay with not everyone in the room liking me. Because I would rather you have an opinion about me that is based in reality and is based on something that I said versus something you've heard versus
something superficial that you don't even know about.
So I'm okay with the whole idea of like, oh, I like her because she's honest and she's forthcoming and she's outspoken. Or you know,
are you a Leo?
I'm a Capricorn, and I'm.
Are you?
I'm such a Capricorn too.
Very strong willed though.
I love you, Mama.
Anyway,
I can hear you giggling in there.
I know there's
So I think with this last episode, we of course want to, you know, again, extend our appreciation for everyone who's listened and who's been a part of this. But I think also, you know, we do want to talk about things that are important to us and things that are going to be, that are important to us moving into the future, that our own projects, you know, that we have and what we're looking forward to next year, what we're looking forward to putting to bed in 21 and what we're looking forward to, you know, moving into in 22. I think circling back super quickly, I'm looking forward to putting the whole cancel culture thing to bed.
Right.
Because I think it's absurd. I think it's absurd.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you There's something wrong with if you don't have the ability to listen to somebody's view that may not fully align with you without immediately being like,
well, and personally, I still don't even get it. What it is, you know? So.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, okay, so if you do have that immediate innate response to someone's own feelings about a situation, I think it really, you need to take a little bit of self-inventory.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why does that affect you so much?
Right.
I mean,
right.
We really, I am a firm believer in exactly what you just said. We should all be able to discuss some things openly, in my opinion, and freely. I do not expect anyone, actually, to mm-hmm. agree with me to the T.
No.
By any means.
No.
But
and
I do.
And that's what makes life so interesting when people don't. Because that's the opportunity that you have to learn.
You guys remember the stupid game Lemmings?
Yes.
Okay, let's not be lemmings, okay? Right. We don't need to be lemmings. We can all have our freaking...
Or the word to shore, which is now
no
she.
Idea what I'm talking about.
I know, she's like, I don't know.
She's like,
we don't have lemmings
I'm
in the Philippines.
I'm the immigrant in a room.
If you know, then you know. Right. But anyways, my point is, it's a bunch of little whatever they are that follow each other off of freaking cliffs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
So that's my point is, like, we're allowed to have opinions. We definitely don't need to agree with each other, but we do need to allow a space for each of us to voice what we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And let there be a safe space to do that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe there is a rebuttal. That's a strong word. Maybe there's not a rebuttal. Maybe there's a conversation. Maybe you voice how you feel about what someone said. But I think that we really all should focus a lot more on being able to have open and honest conversations that don't lead to, like,
attack
chaos or like you don't have to be so
or feel triggered.
Why are we all so triggered mm-hmm. over things? I mean, listen, like we have all, I think like the three of us have talked about it, like we have all gone through it as kids, and I think there are a lot of us that have had wonderful Leave It to Beaver kind of upbringings, and then there are a lot of us that have not had that experience.
Yeah.
And you know, I think when you allow sort of your own personal traumas and whatever to sort of get in the way of learning and growing and developing as an adult, well then, I don't know. And well, I, you know, I don't know. When people are saying things like, well, you can't say this or trigger alert, you know, like you can't say this and you can't do that. Pardon me. No, your triggers are not my issue. I have triggers, but here's the thing. I have things that are sensitive to me. I don't give them the power to trigger me. And I cannot live my life, and I don't think any of us should live our lives in the sense that we have to fear, are we going to trigger someone else? Your triggers are your responsibility.
And guess what? It's honestly like, and I'll be the first to admit, I'm a work in progress, y'all.
Ow,
we all are.
God,
so, like, there
too.
Are things that I literally do every day and I talk to my husband about that, like, I'm trying to grow as a human. And I want to be
the
better
best,
about
the
things.
The best human
and about,
you can
yeah,
be, absolutely.
Everything.
And we will trip and fail, and we will make mistakes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and we're
sure.
all just products, like you said, of, like, how we were raised, right?
Yeah.
Like, our upbringing, the people that have had perfect childhoods, that's great. The people that haven't, that's great. But we all have to just honor each other.
Yes.
I just wish that there could be a space where we all just honor each other.
Yeah.
And let that be.
And
there
we
doesn't
have...
always have to be a response. There doesn't always have to be...
No.
Sorry, it's like making me kind of emotional. Because it's just, we should all be allowed to say and feel what
yes.
we feel.
Yeah.
Because it's our
Definitely.
Own feelings.
Absolutely.
And I know that they're not always going to be popular, and they're not always going to be what someone else feels or thinks is appropriate. But we're still entitled to that.
Yes.
And
Amen,
we
sister.
Should
Amen.
Still be able to, like,
mm-hmm.
express that
mm-hmm.
and then move forward.
Yeah.
It doesn't define us.
No.
It doesn't mean that we're not trying to grow as people, but we have to be able to have a safe space to just discuss it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just wish that we could all love each other just a smidge bit more.
Yeah.
To not
I
be
think
quite
that's
so rough with each other. To know mm-hmm. that we all have been through things that make us feel that trigger.
Yeah.
Like you said, or make us feel this strong thing, but we have to understand that that doesn't necessarily have to define who we are from here going forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it, you guys. And we have, like, reiterated that throughout the year, you know, that everybody should have their safe space. But also, let me remind everybody that if you don't like what we're hearing and you don't like the opinions, then
change the
then just
channel.
Change the channel or just start your own podcast.
Or I don't know. Here's the thing. I think the one thing that we've always done too throughout the year is we've always given a space for people to call in or come and talk to us.
Right.
And that's the other thing, mm-hmm. too, that I guess, you know, in general that frustrates me about sort of, you know, society, I guess, in general, is that we're very quick to react behind a screen.
So
But
quick.
Then any time, like, that we have said, hey, listen, look, we want to hear opposing views, or we're welcoming, we're open to, please call in, please tell us, please share with us. And then when you don't, and then you just want to sit behind a computer, and I don't mean...
Or the phone.
Do you know what I mean? Or the phone. It's like, that's just a cowardly, I'm sorry, that's a cowardly chicken bleep thing to do.
Okay,
know?
So I wanna stop right there,
okay.
because I wanna come back to that.
Yes.
Right.
That is interesting.
You have before.
Yeah,
I know that you have...
segue to the next one.
Yeah.
We'll be right back again. It just goes so fast. Thank you so much, everybody. 96.5 FM, KCNR, Women of Vision Show here at North State Now.
Redding Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is the best of North State Now.
Hi. Welcome back, everybody. Haley and I were just chatting, and so Maurice will be back in 1 second, and she has something she wants to address, but I just have to say this. I was literally just telling Haley, like, I feel like the show really happens during the break. I was feeling...
Y'all should just hear it.
We should just not turn the mic off and just let you listen to us.
Right? If there was, like, an unfiltered version or something where we could...
So, ladies, do you guys... I don't know if guys experience this so much, but, like, I was literally just saying to Haley 30 seconds ago, I'm like, I feel like I'm looking for my person. Like, first of all, I do have my people. Like, I know that you have.
We have our husbands. We have our people. We have our children.
Like, yes. And we already have, like, those, like, girlfriends that have been our people. But, like, I feel like...
I can't go anymore. I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay, well, let me just tell you for the record, and it's now being put out into the universe, I feel like I could be your person. I feel like there's some cosmic something is happening here. Yeah. And so I was saying, I'm looking for my person. I'm actively, like, you know, a wanted ad. Felicia is in search of her person.
And then my response was, I'm looking for a dog, a cat, anybody I'll besides my husband I'll or child.
But it's harder, I think, when you become an adult to, like, make, you new know, friends. Like, new friends. And then to seed a deep friendship.
Totally.
When you become an adult. It's weird because, like, when you're making new friends, I think, as an adult, too, it's almost like you're dating. You know what I mean? Like, there's this, like, do we have chemistry? Do we have, like, I like you, you like me, but, like, there's
this vibe that
click.
Keeps going.
Yeah, there's, like, a click, like, a chemistry, like, a something that I think has to happen between girlfriends in the same way that would maybe happen... Like in a date, I don't know. It's just not.
Do you
want to
date me?
I think I kind of do.
Is your husband
do.
Okay with
I think I kind of would like to call a date with you. That's okay. Yes, okay.
I'm down.
We could be a throuple. I think that we need to be a throuple because I think Maurice is
also. Does anyone have an opinion about a throuple?
I always tell
a female
Haley,
throuple.
I'm like, if you were a lesbian, you'd be into Asian girls.
And I'm not okay.
I really think that.
I'm not sure where that came from. I made one comment tonight about our waitress being beautiful.
Also because she loves me so much.
I just love honoring women, honestly, too. Like, I'm not
all of my celebrity crushes are black women. So I don't know what that tells you. I don't know what that tells you, but Angela Bassett is my,
she's classic.
And I love, the blonde women. It's so weird.
Okay, well, then.
No wonder you are blonde right now.
I mean, I'm a bleach blonde, but that's whatever.
Okay, it's
fine.
It's
totally turning into a weird turn.
I know. It's weird. Okay. Anyway, yeah, we were gonna cover a topic when we came back.
Oh, a topic. We were going to talk about Maurice.
Well,
you
know what? Now
that
I think about it, like, I don't want to go too deep down into the negativity of things.
That's true.
But at the same time, like, I do, like, want to address that because it's been kind of a theme for me, too. It's like embracing the light and the dark. You know, they embody all of human experience. They embody who we are as well. Without the dark, we don't know the light. And without the light, we don't recognize the dark.
Right. And while we were talking about social media.
Yeah, and social media. And so, like, yeah.
Able
and it
to
just
post
would,
something or message someone privately, but not actually be able to speak
or
to
in
them
person, right?
In their
yes.
face.
You were
yeah.
talking about you were. I think specifically, you had said something about texting, how you were getting sort of communication.
Texting or like again, like I had a friend today. Like we were talking about somebody stealing a parking spot.
Chuck a bagel at her head.
That actually happened to me today, and then that happened to you with your friend, and then that happened to my friend, and then the lady just like. Bust off the phone and
that's
put
the
her
first thing we do now.
Record
we just take
her.
Out our phone.
Or somebody like wrote a note on their car about something, but it's like, what happened to like in person, you know,
or just moving on
resolution or just moving on.
Just
but,
driving
like,
the hell off.
It's just hard. Like we can't in this culture, like I guess it just ties into like the whole cancel culture where it's like, you know, if you want to resolve something, like I think old fashioned way is always best. Like, you
okay,
know,
I'm
let's
not
text.
I'm going to chime in on this one for sure because we were talking about this, too, before we came over here. And, look, I have a son who's 10 years old going on 11. This is something I worry about all the time because at some point he actually has already encountered it, you know, too, with, like, bullying and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much online because he's 10, so he doesn't have online access to stuff, you know, that we're not aware of. But I do think that it is. It's something that we're all learning how to have to deal with because it wasn't something that we had to deal with as children, or at least I didn't have to deal with it as a child. I mean, yeah, there was regular old bullying, but this is different, y'all. Like, what our children are experiencing with being able to get online and having a veil or a mask or, like, yeah, we maybe still know who they are, but, like, you have that protection of not being face-to-face with someone where you have to worry about their reaction.
Or they have alias names.
Right,
so
they can just say whatever they want to say, and it's scary, and it is worrisome, and I do think that it's chicken beep. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but, like, I'm not encouraging by any means. Let me put this out there 1,000%. I will never encourage any kind of violence.
No.
Or
of course not.
Anyone handling anything in that
no.
fashion.
No.
However, I do think that there is something that we have lost in when someone could just come up at you and, you know, on the lunch break and say, I got this problem, and you got to figure it out right there. Like, you know, maybe it does end up in a scuffle, which is not what we want, but
But there's something about it.
But most of the time, it doesn't end up in a scuffle.
No, and then you actually, I don't know. Yeah. I just think that it's real, I think it's real interesting now how we all can hide behind social media. And we're all very gully and all have something to say when we don't have anyone that's going to respond immediately in your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's and, the I mean, thing of...
Go ahead, Sarah.
Sorry.
No, you're... Please, speak.
Because, I mean, I think some of the psychology behind it is the fact that everything is so instant. Just, like, they can instantly send it and they don't think about it.
1,000%.
Whereas in the past, communication, you have to actually sit and consider it before you'd actually send it or write it out or talk to someone.
Right, otherwise there's an immediate consequence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just this immediate thing, and they just think, oh, well, yeah, it's instant, so therefore it's not as important. Or, yeah, hiding behind screens or things like that. It's just the disconnect. It's really
It is, and I mean, I always want everyone to be able to express their emotions. I think that is a human experience that we all need to be able to have.
Yeah.
But I also think that it has to happen in a fair way.
In an equitable way.
Someone has a chance to respond.
Like, I would hate it if somebody, like, busts out a phone in front of me and start recording me while I'm confronting them about a crappy thing they just did.
Yeah.
It's so weak. Yeah. I'm sorry. People hate me. That's some weak beep.
It for sure is. This is so funny. This happened to me just like a couple of months ago. So I was reading this article about the way companies still market to, like, toy companies still market to, like, little girls and little boys. And there was an ad. There was a picture of a little girl that was next to, a toy vacuum and, like, a mop or something like that, right? And so I had just commented on, you know, like, I think I did something, you know, to the effect of, like, I can't believe, you know, these companies are perpetuating such an antiquated idea that little girls should aspire to, you know, I don't know, be house, whatever, like. And this was the funniest, response. So I got eviscerated by two totally opposite ends of the spectrum. So first, these men wrote in, and they were, I'm not kidding you guys when I tell you, like, they were basically telling me that I should just kill myself.
Whoa.
And they were saying, like, they were waiting for, like, some dumb B word to write in. They were waiting for some dumb bit, you know, to write in. I'm like, oh, you know, the fact that I said that there was a little girl, they were waiting for someone to say, oh, you know, there's a little girl in the finish, right? Okay, so this one guy in particular just went in on me about how dumb and pathetic and I need to get a life and I'm a loser because I made the comment about a little girl being in this image. Okay, so there was a whole laundry list of people who were like, oh, I was waiting for someone to say something about a little girl being in this picture. Conversely, I got eviscerated by the so-called woke group who were like, well, who are you to say that she's a girl? Presumptuous much that you would apply your gender. And I was like, oh. It was a literal no-win situation. So I was told that I should kill myself because I made a comment about a girl being in a picture next to a vacuum and a mop. Because
they know at 4 years old what it is.
Right. And then the
or what
woke,
they are.
And then the woke group came at me because I implied that the person in this image was of a female gender.
I'm zipping my lips
So I was literally like, wait a second. I'm trying to enlighten. I'm trying to just sort of talk. I just made a very flip comment about like how antiquated this idea is that we should be marketing household items to little girls, and then both sectors came at me like guns blazing. Like,
wow.
How dare you imply that that's a female in the picture? And then this other guy's telling me, like, you should just go kill yourself because you even commented that it was. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, and, you know, and it just kind of made me laugh because honestly, it was so pathetic. When I read responses like that, all it really does is evoke an air of sadness on my end for the people that respond in those kinds of ways. Because all I can think in my mind is, this gentleman who told me that I should kill myself must not have any love in his life.
Or,
and then, or something clearly happened to him. I wanted to be like, sir, who hurt you? Mm-hmm. And then the same thing with the other group of people who were upset that I implied that this person was a female, you know. And it was the same kind of thing. Like, I just wanted to be like, whatever is happening in your life clearly has nothing to do with me, and I am so sorry for whatever has broken you in your spirit.
I
am so sorry for you.
Because,
like,
sorry.
It's not me at all.
That's also something I feel like we need to stop doing. We got to stop saying sorry for people who feel... No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sorry is reserved
we're going
for
a commercial break.
You've done wrong.
Yeah. True.
But, yeah. Or they could be enjoying...
That's what I tell my children.
Or they could be enjoying it. They're enjoying it.
So,
yeah. I don't know. I just thought that was so funny.
We'll be right back, you guys. Women of Vision show here at North Street now. KCNR 96.5 FM.
Deco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is the best of North State Now.
Hello. Hi, we're back.
We are.
Haley, you're back.
You
what's
get to
up,
kick
y'all?
Our last segment. Our
oh
last
my gosh.
Segment of our last show.
We gotta end it in a good note because that's what we always do.
We do.
But also, like, honestly, you guys, like I said, the whole theme of, like, light and dark, that's actually the whole, you know.
I mean, that's
season.
Fun life.
That's the season, too. Like, as far as the winter,
life.
Like,
sure.
The Christmas Yule, or whatever do we call it? I'm sorry. Just not trying to be, like, religious about everything, but it's more like just, it's that time of the year. As far as, like, we see the good, but we also can recognize the bad.
Look, well, the holidays, it's reflecting. I think it's just reflecting back on the year. And I think that the end of the year is always a time of reflection, I think.
Absolutely. Well, the holidays are always like, you know, I'm only speaking for myself and only for myself. Never mind. Let me stop there. I don't speak for anyone else. But I just, you know, the holidays are, they're an absolutely beautiful time, and it's a time for having moments with family and creating new memories and embracing this love and getting to spend time together. It's also very challenging. It's very hard.
And lonely.
A lot of emotions. It, you know, people who've lost loved ones, this is their first holiday without a loved one.
Yeah.
It's hard, you know, and that's why I was saying earlier too, like, regardless of everyone else's opinions or things that they have to say, like, we all just need to be a little bit gentler with each other, because we really don't know
what someone
else is going through.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't sit and put on display things that I'm dealing with. I'm always very lighthearted for the most part, you know. I mean, most people are, let's be real. Nobody posts the dirty shit, dirty stuff.
Don't worry, Jared's good on
Instagram or on Facebook. Like, people don't want to talk about
what they're actually feeling.
But, like, I really, I guess if I do it. I just have to say, if I have to leave a message with people, it's just to be you.
Yes.
Be authentic.
Absolutely.
Please stop worrying about what everyone thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Or what they're going to say, or the ramifications. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
And just, I think the biggest thing is stop comparing.
Let people have that space.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to judge where anyone else is at or what they're going through. Unless you have something positive or loving to say, like, just let it go. Because we're all just going through, like, we're all having this life experience, this human experience.
Yes.
And every day is a good day, every day is a bad day. We all have stuff that we're dealing with. So I just encourage everyone to just be kind and loving to each other, because, you know, there's a lot of people that aren't going to share with you what they're dealing with. And,
yeah.
And it can be really rough. So just, you know, instead of leading with such a judgmental foot, just let's all
We're bringing awareness to our modern day or age that we're in right now with social media and technology.
Yeah.
You know, that just be aware of these things, as fun as they are. It's so cool to look at puppy videos and cat videos. And for me, like, I will look at jiu-jitsu videos and quotes. That's me
travel.
All day long. Yeah, or travel, right?
Yeah.
And, but other people are looking at something different.
Right.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know, like, one of the things that I'm going into, not even one of the things, but like, this whole year, and also coming into the new year, like, I'm starting to really be more intentional as far as how I see human beings. It's I forget who the philosopher was or the author, but, like, just see humans as nature, right? When you look at the beach or the ocean or a flower, you're just looking at their beauty, right? You're just looking at everything about it, you know? But the moment we look at humans, what do?
We judge it.
We compare.
We start judging, comparing, blah, blah, blah.
We compare.
But to me, I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to be like, I'm going to look at humans like they're trees, or they're the beach, or they're the flower. You know?
Yeah.
It's just another being going through its own experiences, and I'm just going to sit back and appreciate it.
That's freaking awesome.
It is.
That is the way it should be, because I cannot tell you how many conversations I have had with people, particularly in, you know, revolving around the social media construct, and that's the problem right now, is that we compare ourselves to other people's highlight reels, just like you were saying.
We had a conversation before we came out here.
We are comparing.
I feel like I'm failing as a mom sometimes. Like,
oh,
okay,
my God, girl, we
guess
all
what, guys?
Feel that
guess
way.
What? Did not get Santa pictures with my 14-month-old.
Oh.
Nope. Sure,
well,
didn't. I'm not mom.
I didn't either.
Millions of other women who just don't say it and who just don't. But we, again.
I did, though. I told you guys how I felt like I was, like, having a fail moment.
By it.
Of, like, not being that mom that took my kid to get a picture with Santa.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you right now.
It made me feel like I was less than.
I have kids, so my kids are much older than you. I'm going to tell you right now, just like, no, really, and I'm not going to pretend to even bleep that out. You're never going to let go of that feeling.
Yeah.
The mom guilt and the feeling of abject failure is going to sneak up on you every now and then, and you just have to just accept that life is messy, and it's not made for Instagram, and it's not made for Facebook, and it's not made for freaking TikTok. You know, it is.
You guys know I don't even watch TikTok. I've never even watched.
Oh God, don't stay off it. It's so addicting. But it's
no,
just,
I just
like
can't.
It's
I can't.
Just it. There is nothing wrong with the fact that you didn't take a fan of the
I know, and you're right. You're right. But
it.
There
like,
was a moment though where I literally
there is,
was
because
like,
that's
I'm
what we
mom
do to
failing because I'm not taking them. To
and
do
that's
this.
What we do to ourselves. We compare.
Because I'm not
compare,
that mom that has a picture to post on freaking Instagram
so
of my kid with Santa.
So what?
How lame.
So what? Yeah. So what?
I know.
So
I know.
What?
Well, that's what it,
and
that,
I think.
Go ahead, Sarah. Go ahead.
I think it's important, like, because I study like art and psychology, and that's literally my field. But to me, like, I would always advise, like, don't ever think of Instagram as life. Like, I know you guys don't, but like anyone listening, it is a perfectly curated. It's like think of it as like everybody's little individual art gallery.
Yeah,
it is to how they've curated their lives, and it is the highlight reel of their best moments. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So yes, please don't ever take it like I have to aspire and this is what I need to be.
Okay, heads up too for everyone from here on out. Not that anyone important follows me or anything, but I might just start throwing some stuff out there that is just real.
And honestly, you should, Haley.
We need to normalize.
There's been so many days, you guys, that I've literally been sitting like crying, and I almost want to just put it.
Do that.
I want to put it online because I just I know that there are other women out there that are feeling the exact same way that I'm feeling, and they need that reassurance. They need somebody to say, this is okay.
I had
but then we sit and delete it because we're like, oh,
it's
well,
not
God.
Pretty. It's not
that's
pretty.
Not what, it's not that's pretty. Not what people want to see.
I had a moment.
They're
going
to think something's wrong with me.
A year ago, I put on my Instagram stories, I cried because it was the umpteenth time that I had forgotten my child at school. I'd forgotten her at school. It was pouring down rain. And she called me, and she was like, Mom, I'm Mario. And I had totally freaking forgotten her at school. And I posted it on my Instagram because I was like, I know there are other moms that have done this.
Yes, and you're not alone.
And it was the response I got from other moms that were like, you are not the only mom that has done this.
Well, that's what I mean.
And we need to normalize normal.
Well, we have to be more real with each other.
We do.
Because that is what we are all actually experiencing in our day-to-day lives. It's not some
perfect highlight reel
rainbow.
Does not exist.
And that's how we connect with each other. I feel like that's how we get back to being people together.
Yeah.
Well, not just
you don't
experiencing the highs together.
Yeah.
We have to experience the lows
absolutely.
Together.
All
of
it.
And if you don't do that and you don't do that, then like,
then we don't make
it
normal.
What type of standard are you setting your kids up for?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It doesn't
They're
exist.
They're going to forget to.
Yeah.
My mom forgot to pick me up a few times.
Yeah,
no, we're there.
But you know what? Parents. It actually made me stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I cried and complained about it for many years, but then it made me stronger.
Totally.
As a person.
Totally.
So you don't know what she's going through when, because you did that or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's time. It's just time to be just more real, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
it
like
all
for
out.
Me too, I keep like a lot of my private life off of social media, period. And just like when I lost my sister, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be honest with people about grief and like how it is a long process because I feel like it is important to be vulnerable at times.
Yeah.
And show
absolutely.
That like, it's not like cookie cutter, like it varies from people and it's just not overnight and. Yeah, it's.
And
I think
honestly,
it's important, like you guys are saying.
You are a. What is the word I'm trying to think of? You're a leader in that aspect. Then, like anyone who takes that step to be vulnerable and show themselves in not a beautiful light, is a trailblazer for the rest of us. And I applaud any of you who put that out there for us and encourage us to be more real.
Yeah.
Because that is life, and that is what we experience. And I think.
And it's not even about vulnerability, too. I have to be honest. Like, when it comes to grieving, I didn't know what it was until I lost
something. We're freaking done.
Oh, my God. We already went through the entire
hour. I am Marie Brown.
Haley Clandenning.
Lisa Prater. Hey, listen, guys, though, we might have a little something in the works, maybe. So this might not be the last that you'll hear from us.
And I'm like Sarah Chapin.
Sarah, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you again, everybody, for listening to us this last year. We appreciate you so much. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant.